This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Here we go. Hour four, G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a fantastic day. Yeah, we... Coming up at 5:20, it'll be time for the Expressway. And then, of course, Lucius is back from vacation. If you missed that yesterday, LA Live is coming up at 5:40. And then in 1 hour, Sandler's going to join us. We'll be talking Rangers, our proper round trippers, brought to you by our friends at Uber Eats. And salute to Uber for doing a great job sending the eats around town. It is dinner time, after all. But right now, it's an edition of the finest. Here at the Chief.
Yes, sir. Congratulations to Chiefsaholic, the bank-robbing Chiefs fan who would dress himself in a werewolf costume and go to the games, and he had to rob banks in order to pay for his Chiefs fandom because he had to be in the building at all costs. And I believe it is now close to $11 million he's going to have to pay a bank teller that he robbed at gunpoint. So obviously gearing up for prison. But there's going to be, I mean, charged with 19 felonies and being accused of making off with over $800,000 by robbing 11 different banks in seven states and taking regular trips to casinos in order to launder it.
The restitution's 10 mil, but he only came home with 800K.
Yeah.
He should have thought that one through.
No question. No question.
Not worth it.
Done a little bit more research there on the potential fines involved, restitution.
Yeah.
So he's never going to come up with that, right? But when he gets out of jail, if he does get any sort of money, I guess they'll have rights to it because, and I'm with that. You know, I think if you're, you know, if you're doing some sort of fancy like embezzling with computers, you know,
violent free.
Yeah. Yeah. But the moment you pull out a pistol and put it in somebody's face and make them fear for your life.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, boom, I want 20 or 30 years. Those are the kind of crimes we need to make an example of.
Mm-hmm.
You will never keep a single dollar you make for the rest of your life when you get out of prison in 30 years. What the crap were you thinking pointing a gun at somebody, dude?
Yeah, 50 years is what he's facing right now, up to at least. And the lady was Peyton Garcia. She was the bank teller at a credit union in Oklahoma. And she ends up, you know, she quits her job in wake of the incident. She sues for damages in a case that ended with a judge ruling that she was liable or the Chiefsaholic guy was liable for $3.6 million for inflicting physical harm.
Ooh.
So I guess there was, I guess he did make contact with her. It wasn't even just like a threat. He actually did put his hands on her to some extent. And then $7.2 million in punitive damages for the emotional distress. So...
collect,
you know.
I don't know
what the physical harm was done to her, but she might look back on this and say, "Hey, a well worth it situation here." You know,
yeah.
For $11 million,
coming as somebody last night on the bush was fearing for my life and how traumatic of an experience that can be. If it's Mother Nature, you tip your cap and you're happy to live another day. If it's another person, you know, that's where I think we need to increase the punishment significantly. Like the gentleman is facing 50 years.
Yeah.
But that is for stealing from a regulated bank. That's not for the gunplay.
You just said he got $800,000 for doing this.
Yep.
Like he's robbing banks. How's he going to pay her? She ain't going to see a dime.
No.
You know,
it's the principal.
Yeah, he doesn't have the 11 million. I mean, that's for sure.
You know, there's no way. I mean,
that's a fair counterpoint.
He's robbing banks. Yeah. Like yeah. One thing if you took down somebody that
it's got long money.
Okay, who's the guy? Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah, sure. I'd take that guy down.
You take down a big time movie producer that's worth hundreds of millions of dollars.
Pull a heist on him.
Well, yeah. Now all of a sudden, now the damages he owes you.
He's in jail too, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. But like that's somebody that can give you $10 million.
Yeah, he's got that in his bank account.
This guy, this is a scoreboard situation here.
I'm just kind of surprised he knocked over like what 20 banks and only ended up with $800,000.
I know that was surprising to me too. I thought he would have had a fatter bag after putting in all that legwork.
After the first
honest.
Couple, I'd say, boys, we got to get to the main safe.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, you got to do a heist, man. You can't go ahead and rob banks like it's 1880. Like,
yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Keep up with you now, bro. There's lights and cameras and everything.
Yeah.
But do a heist like those cats in L.A.
Yes, yeah.
They start like $30 million, bro.
If this is Billy the Kid, you're getting $800,000.
Yeah, okay. What are you doing?
Yeah, watched a Hell or High Water. Yeah. I can do this.
Yeah, all of a sudden you're knocking off the the general store in you know, somewhere in Colorado.
Yeah, go hide in North Dakota for a while till it cools off.
So is that how that works? The government ends up finding a way to make sure she gets that money?
I don't think so.
No.
I don't think so.
So she really just will never see
this. It's kind of an OJ deal, right?
What's the Goldman family going through right now trying to get money from OJ? He's playing golf every day.
Yeah, that stinks, man.
I guess it's just, it's like a legal precedent that if you ever do have a major come up, you're going to, you know, break a lot of that off for the person that you...
He's in jail for 50 years. He's
maybe you write a book.
He's putting together license plates.
Maybe you do a movie. You know, maybe there's some way you can be profitable. And and if you happen to get rich off of your exploits or off this story, then your victims will be getting the dough.
All right, I teased a new NFL record being set.
Okay.
How could that possibly have happened? I mean, we haven't had games being played. Someone in the 302 is suggesting most pre-draft lies ever. Maybe, and I don't know if there is an actual record keeping of the amount of lies from, you know, draft season to draft season, but it does feel like there's quite a bit of lies going on right now.
A lot of lies. It is a lying season.
But this is a actual legit record that can be measured.
Your guy, Kareem, is entering the transfer portal.
Yeah, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is.
Most portal
Indiana
entries?
State.
I'm going to say most players eligible for the draft.
Okay, I know one... And I don't know that this is it, but I know there is one where Michigan has an opportunity to get the most NFL players drafted by any single team in the history of the sport.
The correct answer is Stephon Diggs paying $100,000 to retrieve the number one from Jimmy Ward, the safety with the Texans that was previously honored with the number one.
So, because we talked about this on BetQL on Sunday, did we fact check that this was a record? Like, this is the most amount of money ever exchanged?
Yeah, I've done some research on this, and apparently... When you had, and I'm trying to see what year it was, but it was Darrell Revis becoming a Buccaneer.
Oh my
and
gosh, I forgot that happened.
Mark Barron was wearing the number 24.
Okay.
And so you had Darrell Revis buying off that number 24 for $50,000. Okay. And that was, at the time, the highest dollar amount anyone in the NFL has paid for a number.
This is dollars. This isn't, I mean, like.
Yeah.
Okay, because like I say, Shohei, he gave a Porsche, right?
Yeah, but this is the NFL specifically.
Oh, this is NFL.
Yeah,
this is just not a number deal, right?
No, okay. No. Diggs, $100,000 to get the number one from Jimmy Ward.
Yeah, and the previous record was Darrell Revis paying $50,000 in cash to Mark Barron for the number 24.
So what was the Plaxico Burress deal?
The Plaxico Burress story is funny because he, and apparently there's a couple of instances of this where Plaxico Burress, he's with the Steelers and then he goes to the Giants. He
17.
Wants number 17. Jeff Fiegels, the punter, is wearing 17.
Legend.
That cost him some Disney trips.
Yes, so you had former NFL punter, it's Jeff Fiegels. He was wearing number 10 with the Giants. They draft Eli Manning and Eli's like, yo, I need that number 10.
Right.
And so Eli paid for a week-long trip to Florida for Fiegels and his family.
Right.
That was the exchange there. So you're probably thinking, I don't know, maybe $5,000, $10,000. I don't know how, I mean, $5,000, I'm guessing. But then Fiegels switches his number to 17, and then the next offseason, Plaxico Burress arrives and wants the number 17, so he gets to cash in again.
Wow.
Except he's dealing with Plaxico Burress, so promises don't always get made, or kept, at least. So Fiegels gave Burress the number 17, and they had, the deal was... He wanted, him and his wife were redoing their outdoor kitchen, Fiegels was. So he was like, Plaxico, if you cover the cost of this, the revamping of our outdoor kitchen, then you can have my number. So they agreed to it, but then Burress never paid for the kitchen.
Oh.
He says, I never got paid for it. This is Fiegels. He says, I asked Plaxico for it. Every time I went to Drew Rosenhaus, which was Burress's agent, he said, that's between you and Plax. Bottom line, I never got paid. He basically stole my number.
No wonder he shot himself. That is karma.
Plaxico.
You should have just paid Jeff Fiegels and you wouldn't have shot yourself.
Well, this happened as well with Clinton Portis and the Washington, at the time, Redskins. He goes from Denver to Washington. And he wants his number 26. Mm. And there was a player, I don't know, Ifeanyi Ogbuadeleye, you know, basically a no-name dude who was wearing the number 26. And so it was $40,000 was the deal. And you had Portis giving him $20,000 of it up front. So he's all right, you can have my number. I'm going to get 26. Here's $20,000. And then I'll give you the other half by Christmas. That was the agreement. But then the dude... who's the no-name guy who had the number originally, gets cut from the team.
Oh.
And so I guess Portis didn't believe he was under any obligation to pay him because, why pay someone when it's not even their number anymore, I guess. Not even on the team, whatever.
At least get him a bottle of Hennessy or something, you know?
Yeah. And the two sides were about to go to court, as a matter of fact, because this dude, I mean, that dude probably needed the 20 grand big time. Yeah. He's like, I'm cut. I'm not even in the league anymore. I need it. He ended up getting 18,000 from a settlement. Not the full 20, I guess, of the other half. So ultimately, Clinton Portis got taken to court over something like this. I think Deion Sanders gave somebody a BMW for the number 21. So there's been a handful of these that have gone down. But Stephon Diggs is now, I believe, the all-time leader in terms of paying. You see like $25,000 here, $25,000 there for different numbers throughout time. But congratulations, Stephon Diggs, and really Jimmy Ward.
Yeah, Jimmy Ward.
He made definitely. Out. He made out fantastically here. $100,000 for a number is a no brainer. Here is a quote from the Jets owner Woody Johnson speaking yesterday on Fox News. Was asked about Aaron Rodgers and how the QB was considered by RFK Jr. as a potential VP candidate. Quote: Aaron is getting back to football 100%. He never left football. Sort of contradicting himself there. He says that was a momentary distraction, maybe like going in the dark room or whatever. But he's back 100%. Great leader. If we can keep him on his feet, which I think we can, it's going to be an exciting start to the season. So
it will be an exciting start to the season.
The start is guaranteed.
There's no doubt, Woody.
When he runs out of that tunnel, but potentially with that American flag once again.
It's going to be a hell of a start.
It's going to be all the eyeballs.
Now,
but
about an hour later,
every
we'll
second
see.
After that start is where it becomes a giant question mark. I love the way he started that, though. He's getting back to football 100%. He never left football.
So what is he getting back to then? If he never left, Woody.
Can you Woody trying to convince himself right now, bro.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
It's our fearless leader.
He's about to be holding a bag. Happens to be in stock sometimes. It'll come back. It'll come back.
It's here. It's here. Crap. It'll come back because it's here.
Yeah.
Right now. Here's a clip from Matt Rhule, Nebraska head coach. Apparently they had Bill Belichick in to do a little bit of a coach's clinic situation. Mm-hmm. And obviously, if you're going to do a coach's clinic, that Bill's probably the
Bill's
guy you want to bring.
He's
got time on his hands.
He's because he went to Washington, wore the Washington gig, to visit his son, and then he went to Nebraska with Matt Rhule.
I wonder how much he gets paid for these gigs. It's probably good living, you know, to do a coach's clinic.
What do you think?
Nebraska.
I can figure this out. I'll ask.
Yeah,
I'll ask.
Well, apparently Matt Rhule was just completely taken aback. Listened to head coach of the Nebraska Cornhuskers for 60 seconds, just completely in awe, salivating over the football expertise and genius of Bill Belichick.
He is so smart, has seen so much, that he can make the complex so simple that it humbles you and embarrasses you. I was embarrassed yesterday listening to him. How smart he is! How simple it was. He went 4.5 hours with the coaches. Forget the clinic. Like he came in and met with our coaching staff. With 3.5 hours in, I was like, Coach, would you like a water, a cup of coffee? Would you like to use the restroom? Because I desperately had to use the restroom, you know. And he's like, I'm fine, Matt. I was like, yes, sir. And just sitting there and just talking, right? And just his recall from things 15 years ago. The only reason why we don't get through more information is because he's having to slow down to make sure you understand what he's saying. I mean, so you have this man who's a savant, right? Who's been a defensive coordinator. He's been a special teams coordinator. He's coached, you know, he could be an offensive coordinator. He's been a head coach twice. He's been a GM person. I mean, he's talking about football in a way that just like, I mean, illuminates things and makes things so simple that you're like, oh my goodness.
Matt Rhule, just so embarrassed to say, Coach, I got to go take a leak right now. Okay, do you mind? Just a second. And who the hell is that? Is somebody transcribing this in the background?
Yeah, there's a lot of typewriters. Oh, yeah.
Southwestern Bell.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. They were hammering away, making sure they get... There's nothing worse than transcribing somebody talking in real time. That's an aggravating situation to find yourself in. But that was pretty awesome. And I'll leave you guys with this. Here's an interesting move by new Chargers head coach Jim Harbaugh. Apparently he's made some locker room changes. Is this, Broadus, to your knowledge, the first of its kind? Not only are players now, their lockers are rearranged numerically, but each player nameplate now shows their recruit level coming out of high school.
Oh, wow.
So you have like non-ranked through five-star recruit level.
Wow.
And I guess he's, you know.
Never seen it. Never seen that.
Motivation, tactic of sorts. Yeah, just to remember where you came from. I don't know.
This is another evolutionized.
This is another, I guess.
Evolution.
He's evolutioning the sport.
I've never heard that. That is pretty, that's unique.
Yeah, dude, that's Jim Harbaugh for you.
Oh, man, Jim Harbaugh would be the guy that I would want at the coach's clinic. I think that dude is just going to give you football knowledge and entertainment, probably a couple of viral videos along the way and some weirdness cooked in. We have a triple header of DFW sport on deck this evening. We'll preview everything as we hit the expressway. Plus, is Jerry saving money on Cowboys free agency to try to help another one of his sports loves? That's coming up next. The expressway. We'll go commercial free to the top. LA Lives coming up at 5:40 here. It's the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. All right, let's go. Welcome back, Nation. It's time to hit the expressway. We have LA Live with Lucius Alexander coming up in 15 minutes. We'll get you caught up on everything important here in the world of sport. Segment is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today at carsforkids.org. And the expressway is brought to you by the on-time experts. You fired up for this evening on TV, Brian? What you going to watch?
Yeah, I've got actually 5 safeties left, and I'm done.
Oh, so you're watching prospects.
I'm watching prospects. I'm listening to the game on my dot.
Hey, you want to email me that but list finally?
Oh, wow. You're right. Let me do that right now.
So you're listening to Nadell, Hixie, and Jared. You're watching college dudes on the computer, right. And then you'll be flipping back and forth between Mavs and Stars.
Yeah, what happens is...
Mavs start a little early tonight.
What I have is I have on my phone, it tells me when they go to the third or the fourth, and then I stop.
Oh, perfect.
And I go watch the third or fourth, the period or the
there you go.
Quarter.
So help me that second half come back.
Yeah, like I've seen every Mav, like the last 12 minutes of every Mav game, it seems like, because now working on this. But then the Stars, but if the game's a blowout, I just... It just updates my score and stuff like that. So that's all I do.
So when your phone buzzes and an alert, do you look at it every time?
Every time.
Wow.
And like I'll be watching, like I said, I'll be watching tape in my office, and it'll buzz, and I look down and it says Sagan gold, the wrist shot, and then but if it's a close game, it'll tell me too if it's a close game. Hey, it's like need to go watch the game. Because
you must not have your Twitter alerts on, right? Because every time you're getting a reply, every time you're getting a
DM, that's from ESPN.
Okay, so you know it's ESPN.
If you do your favorites, like you set up the Mavs, the Stars, the Rangers.
Okay,
it updates you as.
But ping me when it's the second half.
I listen to now because I'm almost done with film, so I can now start watching all the
So you're only 5 dudes away.
Yeah.
Do you got your board pretty much stacked?
Yeah, what I'm trying to do is this week, what I have to do, though, is I'm going to do it for everybody at 105.3 that want to see it. I've got to do the actual stack, like player one.
Big board.
One to, and I got over 200 players. It came down
it's
to
impressive,
about,
man.
About 215 guys.
Nice
more.
Job, buddy.
Just not how many How many more park. Dudes you got?
I'm just going to go until the draft.
Just but taking I, up I to mean, the finish line.
The last month for me certainly has caused me a little bit. I was making great, but I mean, once of course the baby. Yeah, the baby
you're watching dudes in the NICU.
I'm trying. I mean, there's been a couple of times, but now it's slowed down.
We had a draft show today. It's actually pretty cool that we went through some like day 3 guys you like in the 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th rounds. Not everybody's talking about the top guys.
Like we know the first round guys.
Yeah, so we said let's go for day 3 guys.
And that's where you fake it, right? That's where you don't know the player, but you just the scout in you can just.
That was the great thing about having Dane Burglar on. By the way, Dane's a guest tomorrow morning with the guys. But yeah, Dane was great because if you didn't know a player, Dane could like fill that void for you.
And you guys have been really good over the years at calling players the Cowboys should get that turned out to be successful, like Xavier Woods, Anthony Brown, Michael Gallup, maybe Gallup was a day 2 guy. But I mean, there's some golden content coming in that our draft coverage will provide again.
We really look forward to it. I mean, everybody does a lot of hard work on it because everybody really does try to get 200 players or more if they can. And if you have time, just keep looking. I'm just not going to put them on my board.
Well, the draft coming up end of the month, and we're going to have so much draft coverage and preparation leading into it. It's absolutely crucial that the Cowboys do a great job in this draft.
Yeah.
And that app will come in extra handy tonight as Rangers A's with the pregame coming up at 6:30. Mavs and Hornets, that game is going to tip off at 6 o'clock. And we're Luka and Kyrie both going to play. Their mission is to get the 5 or 6 clinched, and then they can rest. So that's sort of their priority out of this, trying to get everything healed up and return to baseline as much as possible, because they've been on this incredible run. They've been selling on both ends of the court with a playoff intensity that drains you. You know, the reason a lot of these guys coast during the regular season is it's a long season. It beats up their body, and they have to in order to be ready for the postseason. But obviously the Mavs had to flip the switch to stay out of the play-in. They've been going at playoff intensity for the last 16 games, the most successful 16-game stretch of the franchise since they won the title. And I think it's possible. I don't think you have to worry about getting the best possible seed or home court. We know this team can win on the road. We know they match up against everybody. So let's make sure you're not in the play-in. Buy you those 6 days of rest, and then maybe get an extra couple there if you don't have to play OKC and stuff, or at least play your starters against OKC. Then the Stars are going to be in action tonight, and that game is at 7. They're hosting Buffalo, so have fun if you're heading down there.
Let's go.
Okay.
Crowd's been great at those games, though, by the way, the Stars games. So a lot of fun to go to.
It's a hell of a hockey town.
It is. They're getting after it.
Those home crowds are a blast.
Okay. The tease is Jerry saving money on Cowboys free agency to help pay for another one of his sports loves, ESPN's Myron Medcalf. There's a story on how Calipari left Kentucky and went to Arkansas. Mm-hmm. And the question was, what is most attractive about the Arkansas job? Medcalf. Football is Arkansas's first love, and it last won a basketball national title in 94. It has an extremely passionate fan base, but nothing rivals Kentucky's Big Blue Nation. Calipari won't face the same pressure he endured in Lexington, but he will have access to power boosters, the Tyson family, and Cowboys owner Jerry Jones, who will supply enough NIL money to help him attract elite talent. You think Jerry's that in on Arkansas basketball? He's throwing cash at this?
No, he is in on Arkansas athletics as a whole. Yeah, that to him, you know, Steven's a graduate of Arkansas as well. So it's a family. You know, Jerry's got, you know, buildings and stuff like that named after him there. So, yeah, wow. He is totally into Arkansas. And, you know, if you look at the per capita of, like, millionaires, Arkansas as a state, you know, we talked about the Tyson,
Walmart,
the Waltons.
J.B. Hunt.
Yeah, they've got a very significant fan base of millionaires and billionaires that help them along with this.
Do you believe in any way? I've thought it's just salary cap, related reasons. I think the NFL has a salary floor that forces you to, you know, basically pay 90%. Do you believe in any way frugality is playing a role in the Cowboys' free agency approach, or this is just salary cap management, right? It's not like he's,
I think it's cap. I don't think Jerry would have any hesitation of spending any amount of money to make this team a champion. Personally, I don't think that's an issue.
I do feel like that they got caught with some bad contracts, and they got caught with bad contracts, but they're also dealing with the quarterback non-staggering. They didn't get the fifth year. I think there's a lot of things playing to that. I don't think they legitimately have the money. And I'm not saying they're cash poor. I'm not saying they're the old Oakland Raiders, but I'm saying they are as far as cap, what they can flip switches and stuff, they just don't choose to do that.
Yeah, like
right
that
now.
Whole, what was it, Craig Carton came out, yeah, like, oh, the Jerry, like, that's a load of crap. Yeah. Like, okay, that's not an issue to wear. Yeah. Jerry's fine.
Yeah. I thought that whole premise was ridiculous. But, you know, I'm familiar with sometimes owners, you know, just deciding I don't want to lose money, or I want to make as much money possible. I want it to be profitable. And, you know, at times I think sports owners can lose their focus. I absolutely think Mark Cuban lost his focus and his ability to get the job done. And I think he recognized it and he bailed. Calipari on leaving Kentucky. And I know Arkansas fans are fired up about this. Do you think they could really bring back the glory days? He said the fans at Kentucky needed to hear another voice. We've loved it, but we think it's time for us to step away and step away completely from the program. I think he's making the right choice there, even though, you know, I think Kentucky fans could very well end up regretting this. It's much easier to do worse, and in this NIL era, it's just harder. It's just like Nick Saban at Bama. I don't think Calipari was doing anything wrong. I would have been patient with him, but, you know, from the insiders and hearing from people, it was time for him to go. Do you think they can win big at Arkansas, Brian?
I would say they can get players because the money. They can go buy the best players. I think at Kentucky, the problem is he was recruiting. He had the top recruiting class, it seemed like, every year. You know, it's like seven times the top. You know, it was amazing what he was able to do. I don't think they have the money at Kentucky, and I'm sure Will Chambers will text me here in a minute and tell me differently, but I believe that Kentucky doesn't have the money to afford the type of basketball team that they could get with that recruiting class every year. Hmm. You know, I mean, we're talking potentially millions of dollars now. The people at Arkansas can foot that bill for his recruiting classes. I don't think Kentucky can foot that bill.
It's a bunch of working folks who love the basketball team, not a bunch of rich
Calipari,
boosters.
Calipari probably got tired. Now, the thing that's very evident in Kentucky is the horse racing business. You know, that is a very profitable business there.
But you need your richest people to care.
Yeah, yeah. You're going to need billionaires. And I don't think he had billionaires at Kentucky. And every year, if you get the top recruiting class to keep the top recruiting class, you're going to have to pay the top recruiting class. And I think at Kentucky, he started to see that. Hmm. That if I keep bringing these guys, I can't. This is why these guys are all one and dones. You know?
Well, the top talented guys.
They're the top talent, but they go and they go to the sure. NBA.
See, I think the challenge is blending experience with youth. And he didn't do that. He didn't bring enough guys in that were going to be there for 3 or 4 years and could be a backbone. And then when he gets the super talented freshman, he's spiking it with freshmen.
But I think you're right. I think Coach Cal is a smart guy, and I think he knows much
he
like
can't
some
pay.
Yeah, he's adapting. He knows NIL is now driving this.
Yeah,
he does. He has more NIL money to work with at Arkansas than he does at Kentucky.
Yeah, absolutely. And if he keeps having top recruiting classes, he could afford to pay them and keep those guys for longer than what he was.
He's always been a master recruiter.
Yeah.
Like, so we're bringing him in, and now we're paying him to keep him.
Yes.
Don't go to the league where you're going to be a late first. Yes. We'll pay you more.
Because this guy's going to go get you the elite recruiting class, and now we have the money to keep him around.
Yeah.
Tiger Woods said if everything comes together, he can win this week at the Masters. Are you buying it, guys?
Yes, I do.
You think Tiger can win?
No,
yes.
I don't.
Yes. I'll tell you why. This is the only major, with the exception of, you know, if they play the Open Championship at St. Andrews, he has a great history there. He knows this course backwards and forwards.
But that car wreck changed his body.
It changed his body, but it didn't change his mind.
I know.
And that's a great point. Can he make the cut?
Can you make the same swing? I don't think he can even get off the tee consistently straight.
I tell you what, that's what he said. Everything has to come together for him.
Sure.
You know, he has to be able to have the hardest thing for him is walking the course.
Yeah,
it's not
a 6 mile walk up and down hills.
It's not thinking about where he needs to place the ball or put the ball. It's can he physically get up and down the course? And this is the one major that he could win if everything health wise comes together, because he knows where to play shots.
I think you can get him at plus 12,000 right now. That's worth a 10.
That's incredible.
Yeah, yeah, that's worth a hundo. Yeah. I think he said. He said. 2 months ago in February at the Genesis that he hoped to play once per month, but last month he missed the event. He said, I just wasn't ready to play.
Yeah.
My body wasn't ready. Game wasn't ready. And I thought that when I was at Hero, once a month would be a nice rhythm. Hasn't worked out. But now we have major championships every month from here through July. So now once a month hopefully kicks in. Since returning to pro golf after the car wreck that he suffered just 3 years ago, Woods has withdrawn or missed the cut in 4 of his 6 starts.
Yeah.
His 2 finishes were a tie for 45th at the Genesis and a solo 47th in the 2022 Masters. I think that car wreck might have just ended it. Like, if it had just been that trauma that he was having to deal with his spine and everything, he could have got through that and kept winning. This is too much, like the atrophy to his lower legs and stuff, and how much you need that foundation to swing a club, Brian. You know that.
No, absolutely. His swing is completely different than where he was. But like I said, sometimes at Augusta, these players get freaked out by how they have to play shots.
Okay.
And it challenges you that way. And if he could think his way around the course and everything holds up, that's his chance. But you're right. The lower leg injury, the knee, the back, he's dealing with a lot.
It's adding up. He's having trouble just, being able to make the weekend.
Yeah. If he could physically get around this course for 4 days, I would give him a chance just on knowledge alone.
Okay, that's the bar. Then there's nothing obviously a local championship would be great, but Tiger Woods winning again, being relevant through the weekend at majors would just be too good to be true. An incredible day of Champions League soccer. City and Real Madrid split six goals, 3-3, heading back to Spain, and Arsenal got a second-half equalizer to draw even with Bayern 2-2. After Bayern rallied for two to take the lead there in the first half. Believes Cup is coming up at 6:00, the Women's USA team against Canada on TBS. Time now to go into the Pimp Cup. Here's Lucius Alexander. LA Live.
Hey, didn't Tiger say that he was going to abstain from sex to get ready for this?
He tried. Allegedly.
Until he drove by that Waffle House and then he had to take a Lara.
But, I mean, the greatest among us are creatures of habit. This is clearly getting out of his routine.
That's what I was thinking, too, brother. That's what I was saying, too, man. This is his superpower right here. The way he was going through them, that's his superpower. And that was like the heyday of Tiger.
It was. I believe he won the U.S. Open with a torn ACL while in that mode.
You see what I'm saying?
He might have lost his mojo after this one.
And I don't think he should announce that stuff like that. That makes the sales of the Masters go down. A whole lot of mid-level girls was on their way out to Georgia. Was like, damn, well, Tiger ain't having no sex.
Mid-level.
That's it for me.
I'm staying in Vegas.
All right. Let's see here. What is this? Bumba-dee-ba-dee-ba-dee-ba. Oh, it's L.A. Live. Yeah. It's my time on a Toxic Tuesday, right after the great Rick James. Why they do this to Oprah, y'all?
I'll never forget a day in 1990. I saw myself on the cover of TV Guide's Best and Worst Dress List. And I remember thinking at first, oh, look, there I am on the cover. And then I read the headline that Mr. Blackwell, the tastemaker of the time, called me bumpy, lumpy, and downright dumpy.
It's a bar.
This is LA Live for April 9th, 2024. Man, it's a Toxic Tuesday, as you can tell here in LA Live. I am LA. This is live and it's sponsored by Kissable Dental and their no-bill guarantee. Book online at kissabledental.com. Your kissable journey begins today. Man, that's hilarious to me, bro.
Lumpy.
Yeah, that was so mean.
Lumpy and dumpy.
That was so mean, dude. Watch you right there.
Bumpy,
it was a different
lumpy.
Time, dog.
Yeah.
It was a different time.
She had it going on a couple of times, too. I'll just have you know.
Yeah.
Late 80s. Yeah. Coming home after school, clicking on skinny Oprah. Like, hey. Not too bad.
Then I move this weight like I'm Oprah, son.
Yeah, dude. And then, like, 2 months later, she'd be back over two bills.
G-Bag of the Day, we do it every weekday on the Fan at 2:30. You see anything floating out there on social media, you hear it on another station, a TV station. I don't care where it is, man. Send it to me. At Lucky Lucius P on social media, Lucius Alexander on Facebook, or you can follow every last one of us if you find G-Bag Nation on Twitter. Our man right here, he's the man of the people. He went to an Irvine City Council meeting where he is pleading his case. He's begging. He's pacing, I beg you. He's begging to legalize gambling here in the great state of Texas.
My name is Tiny, and I'm a professional sports gambler. But unfortunately, my career is at a standstill because I got six baby mamas all in the DFW Metroplex.
Sheesh.
So I can't live in a state that's got legal gambling. In a sense, it will be March Madness. I'm coming up here to beg y'all to make sports gambling legal in the city so I can stack my paper and pay for the illegitimate children's.
All right.
I know some people think sports betting is risky, but I got an unbeaten system that can put money in all y'all pockets. Seriously. My system is easy. I bet on the blackest and darkest teams in college sports because blacker the berry, sweeter the juice, and better the jump shot.
That's problematic.
Got a sports betting angle that is foolproof. Since y'all want to let all these transgenders up in the league, I became almost a millionaire betting on Leah Thomas's big ass winning all them swimming meets. Mm. And just like these transgender swimmers, my swimmers are strong. That's why I got so many baby mamas. But you know what that means?
What?
I got a lot of bills to pay. So I'm sick of risking my life and my freedom on gambling illegally on transgender athletes. Yeah. So I beg you, Irving City Council, to please legalize sports gambling because I can't afford to be up in the penitentiary doing 5 to 10 years on some weak-ass gambling charge.
You ain't drinking Jim Beam. Listen to the G-Bag Nation. Wait, baby.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Shout out to that man.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure he knows we're playing his audio by now.
We love you, bro. That's amazing.
Yeah. Irvin City Council are probably talking about it. Hey, they're playing that audio on the radio. They sure are. LA Live, sure Toxic are. Tuesday, 105.3 The Fan. Yesterday was a total eclipse. We've seen it once in a lifetime situation. I say that because of the area of totality, which was here in the DFW, and there was a comet once in a lifetime. You never see anything like that. Yeah, it's really cool, man. I can understand why, like, they went to war or something like that after an eclipse.
Yeah.
It was like, well, that's a sign from God.
Yeah.
It's got to be.
What about the people that had no idea? Like, way, way, way back in there, they didn't even know what an eclipse
was. They had no idea, and it just pops up.
And they're thinking, man, is this going to last forever? Is this the end? Yeah.
And yeah, I know they freaked out for about a good 3 minutes. Yeah. Then they started calming back down when the lights.
Oh, gosh, the lights.
Yesterday, total eclipse. We were blessed to be in the path of totality, as they call it. Sad because we won't be able to say path of totality anymore after this, fellas.
That's it.
Wrapped. Path of totality is out the way. Well, it is a toxic Tuesday. I have a few toxic reactions to the total eclipse here. Because, you know, I do my thing.
You do your thing.
I do my thing. Let's go to The View. I believe her name is Hostin, Sunny Hostin. Yeah, she's cute. I like her. She claims that the solar eclipse and the earthquake that happened up there in New York is all caused by climate change. The solar eclipse is climate change.
Okay.
Take it away, Sonny.
I mean, I have to say, Karen Dupiche, our wonderful makeup artist, when the earthquake was happening, she put her coat on and she was like, Jesus is coming.
I'm out.
I'm out. I'm leaving. We've got a solar eclipse. She ran down the hallway.
The rapture is here.
The rapture's here. And then also I learned that the cicadas are coming.
Cicadas.
Wait, first of all.
Tomato.
Come on, man. You got that pronunciation correct before you jumped on The View.
The cicadas.
Time in like
two different kinds of cicadas
are coming.
The good cicadas and the bad cicadas.
But for the first time in many, many years.
No, every 17 years this happens.
By the way, Whoopi is not having this. No,
she's not having.
She said no 100 times and I listen. No.
Be serious.
No.
Well, that's not what I read, but maybe, you know better.
But all those things together
would maybe lead one to believe that, you know, either climate change exists.
Jeez. My God.
Climate has been changing.
Space,
my
man.
God. Yeah. My Lord. By the way, Whoopi, if you see that video, she looks like she plays like a bass guitar in a session band.
Oh, is she?
I'm just a session player here. She looks so
Steely Dan.
Yeah.
She's got some Steely Dan vibes.
I'm just a session player
Whoopi.
Here. Yeah, she's looking weird nowadays. But respect to Whoopi, she's got the EGOT. She's got the EGOT and a great stand-up. Around the world in 18 days.
Wow, yeah, she's going with the shaved, is it the shaved sides?
Yeah, she's looking ridiculous.
Is that what I'm seeing?
She's looking ridiculous.
She's trying to
like a predator, like a predator vibe.
Also, Charles Barkley, he's not a fan of the people that are fans of the eclipse. And he expressed this last night.
I thought it was maybe the Chuck blimp that got in the way.
Hey,
Well, y'all, some of them losers standing outside watching that today.
They're not losers.
Yes, they are.
Hey,
we've all seen darkness before. Stop it.
No, not in the daylight.
Yeah. Come on, man.
Come on, Chuckster. I didn't hate on the eclipse.
Yeah, he's hating on the eclipse.
We've never seen darkness in the daylight, Chuck.
Gotta go to Alaska to see that.
It's terrible. Yeah, he's hating on the clip. But yesterday it did look like a sci-fi movie when you like you look outside, you see everybody just looking up in the sky. Yes. Everybody was looking up.
Nobody was on the road.
Nobody was on it. It's just creepy. Crazy it was, man.
Except Charles just going about his day.
Yeah. Who out the way? You ain't never seen no dog.
Silly fool. As well as our Texas Ranger insider and our friend. I say this respectfully because I don't want no smoke. Jared Sandler, he's not a fan of the eclipse either. I found this out yesterday.
It's fitting that the Rangers are facing the Astros tonight because both the eclipse and the Astros are overrated.
So you didn't end up buying into the eclipse when it actually happened and thinking, okay, this is cool?
I had someone that just tweeted me, said, I hope you change your mind. Why does it matter if I change my mind? It was cool. It was fine. But that's not my thing. Like, I don't, the solar system, outer space, like, I just don't find a lot of interest in that. I'd much rather at 3 a.m. go to my DVR and watch a Premier League game that I didn't see live on Saturday or watch some guy in double A. Like, there are things I do that people think are, you know, whatever, weird or dorky or nerdy or just not for them. And the eclipse, I'm glad I saw it, but like, my life has not changed in one way, shape, or form.
Jeez.
Tell me your third eye is totally closed. Good
Lord. Was that a calcified pineal gland they call it?
So.
Pineal gland, whatever the hell they say.
Too much fluoride?
Yeah, he's too much fluoride for sure. He's that in like the solar system. It's petty as
he's
hell,
an
bro.
Anus.
Like the solar system, bro? Come on, man.
Amos.
Toxic Tuesday here in LA Live. Just some reactions from the total eclipse that happened just yesterday. You guys ever heard of the rapper Nas?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right.
Look
at me like, fool. Yeah. Nas is amazing. Great writer. He has a song called Sly Fox. It's a great song.
I have not heard Sly Fox.
Yeah, Sly Fox is a great song. Speaking of foxes and Sly Foxes, let's go to breaking news on Fox News. We're talking about the solar eclipse.
A rare celestial event collides with a policy failure on the ground. The southern border will be directly in the path of totality today when the moon covers the sun for nearly 4 minutes.
Wait a minute now.
What?
We ain't talking about the planets.
No, what are we talking about?
We're talking about robberies.
Yeah.
I'll let them finish.
We are told that officials are bracing for higher traffic than usual, and that means a real opportunity for smugglers and cartels and migrants to come right in. Fox News has reporters far and wide following the total solar eclipse as
Sly Fox
crosses the U.S., but the first location of totality is actually the southern border. And that's where we find Bill Malusian live in Eagle Pass, Texas, a place that you are well familiar with, Bill. Good morning.
Well familiar with that, Bill.
Wow.
Got you there every day.
And a good morning to you, Bill.
They said they're going
to
get it done in 4 minutes.
Golly.
Oh, boy, I tell you.
Must have been Biden. Made this eclipse.
I tell you what.
Opening the border.
I tell you what, man. Yeah, just some reactions out there, some toxic reactions from the total eclipse that we probably won't get to see ever again. Some of us might get lucky and get there, but the creek might rise on most of us.
I mean, yeah. I'm kind of thinking Alaska, what is this, 2032? Alaska 2032 might coincide it with like a cruise or a fishing trip up there.
Okay.
I guess that's the next totality that we can see in the U.S.
It's an amazing place to go, man, it is.
Alaska?
I heard that. Yeah.
Yeah. The days are too long, the nights are too long, and it's too damn cold for your boy.
You got to go in the summer, and it's not that bad when it comes to the cold.
I remember I was first looking for radio jobs at a little station out there at Anchorage or something. Well, they were wearing me out. We heard your air check.
But damn, but the seafood, it is so good.
We need that type of energy.
You sound like a fun guy.
Everyone here is just half asleep. If you live in Alaska,
like crab legs?
They give you $20,000 a year just to live there.
Oh.
Yeah.
He didn't say that part.
Yeah, they do.
There's not enough females there, though.
My buddy does financial planning for the government up there, so he's got to fly up there, and he tries to talk these people into not blowing all of their $20,000 on, you know, on bar tax.
Moose jerky.
Man, you should really pull this into an IRA.
Pumping it right back into the economy.
Yeah.
LA Live.
UConn Jack, I assume.
Toxic Tuesday, 105.3 The Fan. We have a customer right here to pull the gun on a Burger King employee.
No.
Because he didn't want the hookup. The guy was hooking him up. Listen to this, dude. Oh, the police are still looking for this guy, by the way. Police in Northeast Ohio are asking for the public for help locating a Burger King customer caught on camera pointing a gun at a drive-thru employee after the worker tried to just hook the man up.
To know that somebody would do something like that just because I'm trying to give you a better deal and just to flip out like that, yes, I mean, it is scary.
This man was captured on Burger King's surveillance cameras. You can see him get out of his car and pull out a gun. 38-year-old Howard Vernon was his target.
I was taking this guy's order, and he ordered like two sausage, egg, and cheese croissants and a sausage biscuit and hash brown. The order came up to $8, and he actually thought it was, he was like, my order can't be right. It came up to, it should be like $11. And I'm like trying to explain to him that we had a promotion going on, and like it's cheaper. He started cussing and getting all loud, and I was like, well, I don't know what to tell you. Like, I don't know why you want to pay more money.
Vernon says after that, the customer sped off, but about a minute later, he pulled back around to the drive-thru window as he was helping another customer. That's when he pulled out a gun and threatened to kill him.
Jeez. My God.
Just trying to give you the hookup, bro.
Wow.
Yeah. We have a 2-for-5 deal, all right? If you want to pay full price, then fine.
Got a little sensitive about his math.
That is crazy. You know,
seen that happen with Heggie.
Yeah.
You're saying I can't add? I know it's 11, man.
Yeah, but it'd be $9.50 if you do the damn deal.
Man, they put me off the schedule at Popeye's because they used to hook up everybody from the high school a little too much.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right there on the cameras. I just hand you some jambalaya. Ooh. I can see your money in your hand. You trying to give it to me. I'm like, I'll put that up.
Yeah, I was doing the same at Smoothie King, man, just dealing them out.
I was wearing them out, bro.
What would you say this look on your face is, LaPaul?
Yeah.
What does this mean?
What does this mean? Yeah. Yeah, 100%, bro. They used to get me bad. But the other guys I was working with used to steal whole chickens.
Oh.
Yeah, and go to Dalworth and sell them. Nice. We used to sell the whole chickens.
We did have some employees that jacked like a whole box of Chick-fil-A sauce. That ended up being a big issue. You don't mess with that Chick-fil-A sauce.
No, don't mess with that Chick-fil-A sauce. Plus, you can buy it now.
You can buy it.
They were always asking me at KFC why the little ice cream sundaes were missing. You know those pre-made ones?
Used to wear them out.
Yeah. I love those.
Is Gavin on break again?
And I was one of the first person, by the way, at KFC to make the popcorn chicken. I was there in 92 when it debuted.
That's badass.
And it was special.
Wow.
Yes.
You were on the ground floor of KFC's popcorn chicken?
Yep.
Yeah.
Set the new industry standard.
You had the chicken minis? Remember the chicken mini little sandwiches? They were just like little chicken sandwiches. Those things used to go crazy.
Those were great.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Whoever came up with that thing with all the bowl with everything in it.
Oh, just, yeah.
That person needs a promotion too.
Yeah.
I love that bowl.
Yeah. Before we get out of here, do you guys use Postmates at all to order food? Postmates.
I'm an Uber Eats guy.
Yes, okay. For the most part. So you probably missed like this advertisement that Postmates put out for Pride Month.
Hmm. I did miss it.
Tops and Bottoms. You guys familiar with Tops and Bottoms in the community?
Hmm. Are you kidding me? I'm a bear.
I feel like I could. I feel like I'm a context bear. Clues.
Let's see here.
What are you eating this Pride? Well, if you're a top, it seems like you can eat whatever you want. But if you're a bottom, you're expected to starve? Not this Pride. Introducing the bottom-friendly menu from Postmates. We teamed up with Dr. Evan Goldstein from Bespoke Surgical to bring you a menu of bottom-friendly foods backed by science.
Bottom-friendly foods?
Yeah, full.
Insoluble fiber. So,
this is great.
So, bottom-friendly foods, you know, just in case you want to get active with your bottom and whatnot, it won't be anything that ruins your night.
It's not Taco Bell.
Won't help you feel cute. So avoid things like whole grains, wheat bran, cauliflower, potatoes, legumes.
Legumes?
Hold up. Are you just fully diving into those beans?
Yeah.
The problem with these foods is they don't dissolve in water, which could cause a traffic jam in your digestive system.
Okay, that's enough.
Yeah.
Wow. But yeah, you get it.
No wonder so they're so lean.
That is tremendous advertising.
Meal, bro, bottom friendly. Wow. It's crazy. All right, Lord willing, the creek don't rise. That's my time. I'm up against it. I got to go.
There he goes, LA Live with Lucius Alexander every night about 5:40 here on The Fan. We're coming back with Two with Sands, a double Ranger segment Tuesday as they get set to take on the A's. Pregame coming up at 6:30 here in the nation.